Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Welcome. Now, a little disclaimer, dear listener. It's quite late. Quite late in the evening, and we're recording this. It's also a school night, and we've had some wine, and I've just absolutely inhaled half a poppy seed baguette.
There's poppy seeds in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, you'll be finding them till Christmas now. That's it.
And Sarah's just introduced me to the Twitter feed of Gemma Collins.
Absolutely. If you don't follow Gemma Reacts, go and have a look now because it is wonderful.
We've just been screaming with laughter.
Yes, Gemma Collins. In fact, Gemma Collins could be a podcast guest dream. Like, ooh, she could be a dream one to go after. Gemma Collins.
Anybody knows Gemma Collins?
Yeah, if you've got any link to Gemma Collins, get in touch. We'd be very interested in having her actually on the podcast with all her memes. So welcome, darling. Welcome to the podcast where today Ruby is in disgrace. That's coming up later on with June News.
Ooh.
Ruby in disgrace.
Uh-oh.
Right, is on the way. News of Sheila, Ken. How are they getting on after their 5-day fast?
Also, I've got some news and information that is going to blow your mind.
News and information?
News and information. And also, I've been home for a little birthday treat.
Oh, divine. I think I saw this on Instagram. This was a flying visit, wasn't it?
I've got lots
no
of things.
Spoilers, no spoilers here. Also, of course, there will be news from the north. What's your news from the north in one word?
Food.
Mine's tap water.
Ooh, right. Oh, we've both gone for the culinary.
Yes, absolutely. Both are consumer goods coming up. But darling, I mean, how the hell are you?
Well, now, I mean, you know what my life is like. I'm always
hectic,
brushing shoulders.
Vibrant.
Yes. And I recently went to a lovely dinner with Aveda.
Charming.
It was very chic.
I thought you were going to say a person's name with Aveda. Yes, sure.
The brand, sweetie, the brand.
The brand. If you're not familiar, what do Aveda do?
Oh, they do skincare, haircare, lots of organic things, very
yes.
sweet smelling.
The event
smelt gorgeous.
Oh, did it? Now, I went for a haircut at Aveda and I was disappointed by their toilet. And I think you can judge a lot on a hairdresser's by the lavatory.
Well, I believe that Aveda salon will have been a franchise. So let's not
yes.
blame the brand.
Fine.
They may have just
sure.
stopped.
Yeah.
Now, at this dinner, it's one of those things that there's lots of chic people there. I was next to the grooming editor of GQ. You know, it's very high
end. I would have been way out of my depth.
Anyway, somehow I brought us on to, well, I didn't. I was talking about the podcast and how ridiculous it is and what we talk about. And this hairdresser from Aveda was like, I've actually got something really fun for you to learn and share with the Portslade crew.
Is this the information?
Yeah. What do you call a large number of flamingos all grouped together?
Now.
So like it would be a school of fish.
Yes, or a flock. Flock would be my initial guess, actually.
They're called a flamboyance.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
A flamboyance of flamingos.
This gets better, my friend. Buckle in.
That is wonderful.
What would you call a group of mice?
Mices.
Mischief of mice. Lizards?
Shoal.
a lounge of lizards.
A lounge of lizards. It all makes perfect sense
it
now.
It does, doesn't it, when you hear them? Now, this is my favourite. Ladybirds.
A group of ladybirds. The ladies.
They're called a lovely.
Are they really?
A lovely of ladybirds.
A lovely of ladybirds.
Now, imagine, though, the person that found them, because you only really see ladybirds on their own.
Yeah, you do, actually. They're quite solitary creatures.
For global Port Salut crew, ladybirds are tiny little insects that are red with black dots on them.
Yeah, do they not have them everywhere?
I don't know, but just in case.
Did you see them in Australia?
Can't remember.
Sure.
But we have America, Canada, Dubai,
do
South Africa.
Do get in touch, Port Salut crew. Do you have ladybirds? And if so, what name do they go by?
But yeah, imagine finding them all together, because if you pulled back the leaves like in the jungle and you saw them all, you'd be like, how lovely.
How nice that you imagined jungle. I imagined an inconvenient home situation. Oh, it's bloody ladybirds everywhere.
It's not lovely at all.
Lovely. That is divine. Now, I know June will have a few of these up her little sleeve, actually. June is a brilliant for a nature fact. One of her favourite nature facts is that tigers or tigresses have different markings on the back of their ears so that when the cubs look up, they can recognise which is their mother from the markings on the back of their ears. June was giving this fact out to us at a zoo, a Tricross zoo, right? We went and a bloke behind us thought she was a tour and joined the back. She's like, hello. He's like, yes, go on. That is one of June's marvellous nature facts.
Well, I'm looking here online, so I thought, I wonder what else there is. A murmuration of starlings.
Murmuration's great.
A parliament of rooks, the birds.
Parliament, yes, I've heard of this before. A parliament of birds.
A smack of jellyfish. A squabble of seagulls.
Brilliant.
A cloud of bats.
A cloud of bats.
A grist of bees.
Yeah, a grist.
A shrewdness of apes.
That's good.
This is good. A conspiracy of lemurs.
You'd be a lemur. That's yeah, what you'll totally. Come back as. You'll come back as a conspiratorial lemur.
A pandemonium of parrots.
Yeah, great.
A knot of toads.
A knot of toads. I hate toads. Toads and frogs. Two jumps and they could be on your face. You don't know what they're thinking.
An audience of squid.
An audience!
A charm of finches.
Yeah, divine.
Oh, I like this one. I think this is a good one to end on. An unkindness of ravens.
An unkindness! A group of ravens is an unkindness. That is wonderful. Isn't it?
Oh, what great things.
Just marvellous. If you've got your own Port Salut crew, do get in touch. So that's ladybirds and a mischief of things that we're looking for at the moment.
And if you do work for the BBC and you are looking for new wildlife presenters, absolutely. We are available.
Move over Attenborough. Here we are. Can read aloud from Google. Oh, God.
How are you?
Well, I'm all right. Do you know what I've come to realise? Since we started this podcast, which is coming up for 2 years, actually. We're getting close to the 2 year anniversary.
I just keep saying 18 months.
I know. Well, move it along. Move it along. We're getting into autumn now. Thank God. I was really cross on
when
the
did we start it?
Well, the very first episode, Jules and Sarah with Port Salut, came out 29th of October 2015. So that is our birthday, actually, which will be a month after the live recording, in fact. So yes, very nearly 2 years. What I've come to realise is, during this time, I've not lost a pound of weight.
I've gained.
I am fat as butter. At the moment, I'm absolutely enormous.
Those days that we talked about the shred.
Oh, the shred is long gone, isn't it?
The only thing I'm shredding is my bank checks.
Oh my God, the only thing I'm shredding is one of your poppy seed baguettes. That's absolutely it. Do you know what? I had a dream, actually, because I've been thinking about whether I should stop drinking or not.
Oh my God, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, but I've always been that I couldn't stop drinking because I'm friends with Sarah and that's what we do.
And do you know what? I was on the way here and I was like, oh no, Jules will want a drink. I better not. Okay.
So it appears that you and I are each other's catalysts.
Yes, absolutely. We there's a name for it, isn't there? There's like a name for a like a co-addict or whatever.
Well, we call it in my friendship group, Bad Idea Bears. So if you're someone who's like, one more drink, or shall we go to the club? And if you don't want to, but as soon as a person suggests it,
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
A group of bad idea bears.
A group of, what would that be called?
Bad idea bears.
Yes, fine, sure. So we're thinking about not drinking. And then last night I had a dream, you'll love this, I had a dream that somebody filled my wine glass right to the top and it went really warm and I couldn't drink it. Like every time I drank it, it didn't go down.
Oh,
it was
no.
just still stuck at the top, all warm and syrupy. That was a dream. It was. I woke up, I was like, oh no, it's fine, it was only a dream. Don't you
hate
that? Were
you thirsty when you woke up?
I'm always thirsty when I wake up. I'm always like a little raisin. Desperate for anything. I drink bleach first thing in the morning.
Oh, see, I'm awake up at 3, down a pint, back down. So I wake up in the morning.
Do you not need a wee?
No.
Interesting.
And also, I've got this new cream that I was telling Sarah about. Somehow a beauty brand seems to have managed to find a cream that I didn't realise they needed. It's a cream as a serum that you put on before a night cream that reduces puffiness.
I'm so confused.
So I've started putting that on. I've started using foot creams before bed. See the shelf by my bed? It's getting very busy, isn't it?
It is, actually. There's a lot going on there, especially with that rose quartz taking over.
I'm looking for love. It's good for love.
Fine, sure. What I love as well, just before we came on to record the podcast, I was washing my hands and Jules came, appeared at the bathroom door and he went, have this. And I exfoliated my hands. It was like, I can't actually pick anything up. My hands are soft as a toddler. It was quickly followed up by a hand cream. Yes. I've never used any hand cream in my life. This is incredible. So soft, so smooth.
Constantly turning corners with
Absolutely.
Sarah.
Absolutely. Honestly.
Introducing Sarah to new revelations in the beauty industry.
And desperately trying to reverse time. That's all he's trying to do. The only reason I don't look 108 is because of Jules slapping something on my face every 2 weeks. That's it. God knows where I'd be if I didn't know you. God knows. God. Shall we do a bit of correspondence on that terrific note?
Let's now. The old P.O. box is brimming.
Yes.
Got a package here.
We love a package. We do love a letter, we love a postcard, and we really love a package.
Now, we will be giving out the P.O. box at the end. Oh, hang on.
Oh, that's a very small tear to begin with.
No, the wine's kicked in. I can't get in.
God, I'll be here for 2.5 hours.
Oh, now, okay. It's in a little floral bag. Oh, my God, it's brimming.
What is it? It's a... Oh, look.
Oh, my... From Ireland.
After my last week's visit, of course.
So, we have 2 shamrock pens.
Oh, my God. I love it.
We also have... Oh, my God, Sarah, magnets.
These are the souvenirs I never bought. Look at him. It's a little leprechaun and a sheep.
One's from Cork in Ireland. The other one says, I'm not late. I'm on Irish time.
That's you. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Cork. I love this. This Cork magnet is everything. Look at that bloke. So it's split into 4 and it's got 2, a castle, a country house, an absolutely incredible arch. I should know what these are and I don't. But look, it's also in the corner got a high street. And look at that bloke. Just a random bloke just doing his shopping on a Saturday and now has been put on a tourist magnet.
And here is a postcard. Hi, Jules and Sarah. I've written to you before, but this time I wanted to send a few goodies.
Oh.
Hope you like them. I'm still loving the podcast, YouTube videos, Instagram, etc., etc. Everything you do is fab and always puts a smile on my face. P.S. My guilty secret is that I don't like cheese. Hangs head in shame. Can we still be friends? Love,
yes.
Caroline.
Caroline, we absolutely can be friends. And look, look at the cover of that postcard. Sheep in the road with Rush Hour Ireland.
A flock of sheep.
A flock of sheep. Now, the other magnet that Caroline's popped in is Murphy's Law, which is anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Now, here's some rules of Murphy's Golden Rule. Whoever has the gold makes the rules. That's excellent. Beauty is only skin deep. Ugly runs to the bone. The other queue always moves faster.
It does.
It absolutely does. And you know when you're crossing lanes, you know when you're stuck in traffic and there's 3 lanes, the moment you move into that lane that's moving faster, it stops.
I always go in the middle lane when you approach
do
traffic.
Do you?
Yeah,
is
it
that
seems
the thing
to move
to
quicker,
do?
Yeah.
Anything you try to fix will take longer and cost more than you thought. These are wonderful. Never sleep with anyone crazier than yourself.
Not half.
The The chance of a slice of bread falling butter side down is directly proportional to the cost of a carpet. Anything good in life is either illegal, immoral or fattening. Oh, gosh. The repairman will never have seen a model quite like yours before. Okay, and this is the final one. The light at the end of the tunnel is the headlamp of an oncoming train.
Sounds like that train's coming in, mate.
It does, doesn't it, really? It absolutely does. Oh, my gosh, that is divine.
Caroline, now, thank you.
Caroline, thank you, thank you. So I had a little letter from Jessica, right?
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Now, Jessica is at Pretentious Fringe, which we've talked about before because I love that name. And she wrote and she sent a DVD. However, it was just addressed to Sarah.
Oh, right.
Hello, Sarah. I recently did a workshop with Body by Simone, who I highly recommend. She makes dance really fun and you sweat out all the cheese. She gave us all DVDs, but I realised when I got home, I no longer possess the technology to play this lovely gem. Gutted. I saw on your Insta stories your Davina DVD and I knew this could have a good home. But I have nothing for jewels. Eek! So I am hoping the knowledge that this paper, printing, bubble wrap, envelope, pen for signing and addressing, and the postage was all paid for by my work and will bring him some joy. Because, darlings, you speak of office lingo and taking things offline, but the greatest thing about working in an office is all the free stationery and printing you can handle.
That's something I miss.
Lots of love, Jessica. The money that I have spent on posting things since not working in an office is unbearable, actually.
It's shocking.
It's awful.
I love the fact that she's typed this because she'd have like literally been pretending she was on a Word doc and being like, little do they know I'm writing into the Portsalou crew HQ.
Popping it in with the Simone DVD. Darling, thank you. And I will be tucking into Simone at some point.
Pardon? I'm sure. It's not that kind of show.
Absolutely not. I'm in the DVD. How dare you? You can get in touch with us. My God, we love it when you do. We are at Jules and Sarah Podcast.
We will also be posting the P.O. Box address at the end. But if you want to come and personally say hello.
Yes.
We will be doing a live podcast on Wednesday, the 20th of September in London. We can't wait. We're very nervous. I might be drunk when we do it.
We probably will be quite drunk and we apologise for what a bloody shambles it is on the night, actually. But the point is that we'll see you and you'll see us and we'll all have a bloody good time. All right? And that's what it'll be. Now, how is Sheila?
Sheila. Now, it all started so well for my birthday family lunch.
We should talk about your birthday, actually, because it was your birthday on Wednesday,
yes.
Was it not? Now, normally yes. We do a birthday podcast, but it's very late. I've had a lot of wine and, to be honest, I gave you your gifts on the night. So, you know, let's not recycle the whole thing again.
But also, you came to all of the celebrations.
Absolutely. I came to celebrations that weren't booked in.
Sarah was contracted to a few.
I was there, leaning over your bed when you woke up. Happy birthday!
It was terrifying. Anyway, I get back home and Sheila has made, at first, a vegan lunch.
Horrific.
Yeah, well, but I was...
How disappointing.
I was kind of doing a vegan detox on the secret, but I actually realised that I can't live without cheese.
No, fair.
So I was like, this is ridiculous.
Do you know what I love most about your vegan detox? We went to the pub. In fact, we went to the pub where we're going to be doing the live podcast, Aces and Eights. We went in there and I was like, so you're on your detox. And you were like, it's only vegan. I can have wine. That's my favourite thing about Jules on a detox. He's not eating eggs, but he is drinking wine.
I never not drink. This is my thing. Sheila's always said, whatever diet you're on, always drink.
Yes, fair.
And anyway, so Sheila had made a lovely lunch and had done vegan and then at the last minute found out that I wasn't on the vegan cleanse anymore.
Yeah.
And
threw some mozzarella over the whole thing.
And had also whipped up a giant fish pastry thing.
My God.
You would have loved it.
Okay.
It wasn't a fish pie, fish pastry. Anyway, so we get...
Just to be clear.
Get listening to music. Wine's kicking in. Wine is kicking in. Yeah. Ken starts performing. All that kind of jazz. Sheila says, would you like your birthday present? I said, yeah, I'd love my birthday present. Aww. Thanks. Yeah, it'd be lovely. Anyway, she brings over this bag and I said, why is it in Christmas wrapping paper? She said, what? It's polka dots. I said, these aren't polka dots, they're snowflakes. Said, I am mortified. She said, don't read this out on the podcast. I said, you bloody know where exactly where this is going.
This is podcast gold.
So anyway, I opened my birthday come Christmas present.
Yes.
Kindle, lovely.
Oh,
thank
divine.
You to all of the wonderful book recommendations that you've given me.
Yes.
Especially to an unfinished book blog, which has just absolutely given me the best book recommendations
perfect
ever. Oh, also, I've just remembered another shout-out, and I forgot to do it before. Massive shout-out to Sarah, my friend Lucy's sister, who is breastfeeding, is not enjoying it, and is listening to Jules and Sarah, the podcast, to get her through.
To get her through. Hi, baby on
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, baby Luca.
Hi, Luca.
Anyway, back to Sheila. And she... so anyway, she's mortified. They all stopped drinking. I carried on.
Sure.
I carried on. My brother left. He drove. And I'd got the train. So I was like, this will be fine.
Yeah.
This will be fine.
Because you actually only went up. You went up and down in a day.
In a day. It was heavy going.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to make the most out of this train. And they didn't check my ticket on the way back. So I've got a free return.
Dreamy. Get in touch should you require it.
So have you, like, do you ever have that moment where you think, I'm drunk, but no one knows I'm drunk?
Yeah, but quite often it turns out that everybody knows I am, in fact, drunk.
But it's mainly on public transport where I try and, like, hide it when you know, and you're like, yeah. Or sometimes it's like you might have been day drinking in the afternoon and it'd be like four in the afternoon or something, you go back into the office.
Right.
Like, I'm a little bit drunk.
Yeah, but, like, but everybody else is sober and it's such a sober environment, so I must be sober. Hi.
So anyway, I was on the train back and it was a Sunday night. It was so busy. I had to stand the whole way.
I can't bear it.
Oh, I hate standing on the train. But
God,
I don't ever
book... It's like Slumdog Millionaire.
But I never book a seat because I don't like appointments. I don't like being told I have to be on this place this time.
No.
Why I haven't got X Factor or something.
Don't be ridiculous.
Because I'm like, he won't show up for his call time. Anyway, I stood on the train. And then, you know, when you realise that you are drunk because you're screaming with laughter at your WhatsApp.
Yeah.
People were looking up at me and trying to get past me. And I was like falling over. I was like, oh, this is terribly embarrassing.
You don't realise this is so funny. Honestly, it's my friend. She's hilarious. When, you know, you're talking about the wrapping paper. When you were little and you opened your presents, did Sheila whip the paper away to be used another day?
Sometimes, but not always.
Every single present, June would say, don't tear it! Don't tear it! Open it carefully. Because she would reuse the paper.
Oh, no, I think we were given the free reins of really enjoy this.
June was like, don't enjoy it. I still now.
Don't enjoy
now,
it. Don't enjoy opening your present.
If I tear paper off a present, I feel guilty. Because I'm like, oh, God, how June's not going to reuse it. She would literally leap in, rip it from you.
Oh, God, I think that's maybe because... Maybe it must be like you're a daughter, an elder daughter, and I'm a son.
No, it's because June's ridiculous. That's what's going on here. It's not about sons and daughters. She had four kids, two sons, two daughters, and everyone had to open their presents really carefully so that she could reuse the paper.
Speaking of June,
yes.
How is June?
Well, June, it's more about Ruby.
Okay.
Ruby, as forementioned, is in disgrace. So, June, at the moment...
It doesn't involve the chair that can't be sat on.
No, but nearly. A similar area of the
Uh-oh.
House. June's got the decorators in, right? And she's having the hallway done, right? So she's having the hallway done.
Ooh, lovely.
You'll appreciate this. A very, very, very light grey.
Gorgeous.
That's what she's got going on, right? Now, my brother Johnny, who's in a band, I mean, this is a story in itself, went home so June could... lay down some fiddle to have on their track. Right, so June's mic'd up, she's got headphones on, she's delivering, right? The only rule was, when you come in the house, don't come through the hallway, come in the back door, because we're doing the painting, right? The boys forgot. They walk straight through the hallway. Who is leaping around? Can't wait to get in that hallway because she knows there's excitement going on. Ruby, within seconds, Ruby is covered in light grey paint.
Oh,
right? She is having the time of her life, right? She can't believe it. She's getting made over, right, is our Ruby. So Ruby's
she's going
around.
Farum yes, ball, mouth back.
Completely. June is going for lunch. She's got her best trousers on. She hasn't got time to be wrestling Ruby covered in paint. It's all going on. Gail the gardener's getting stuck in, trying to catch Ruby. Anyway, Steve the decorator turns round and goes, well, we've got a problem. If you don't wash that dog within 20 minutes, that's it. It'll have to grow out. It's water-based paint. It's clinging to Ruby. If she's not shampooed within a 20-minute window that's now become 18, then that's it. Light grey Labrador until it grows out. June, best trousers, ties are up, hoses are down. Crisis averted. She whips in the car. She's at Pam's for lunch.
June, why, for some reason I imagine these trousers are like cream YSL resort
yes.
trousers. High waist with a platform wedge and yeah. June's got a, she's got a red lip on.
June's hair by Juan, done immaculately, standing back at the hose. She then got a phone call to say, from Dad, to say Ruby's in disgrace again because she's trampled down the chicken wire over next door. She's barking at ducks in the pond. Ruby.
Outrageous.
Awful.
She's testing her patience.
She absolutely is. She's really getting stuck in, is our Ruby. So Ruby, until further notice, is in disgrace.
I would have loved it though. It would have been like Phoenix Nights, you know, when the when the people have the tiger face paint and they keep appearing. All of a sudden, this grey mauled dog keeps walking past.
Is that Farrow and Ball? Yes, yes, it is on the dog.
They do dogs actually as well. They've branched out.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, will we do news from the north?
This is from the finally unhung Mercury.
I'm sorry, the finely hung?
Not the finely hung. You've had too much grape.
I have.
It's finely unhung Mercury.
Again, you've lost me. Carry on.
Bakery chain Greggs to open drive-through stores.
Ooh!
This journalist really hitting it here. It's the news sausage roll fans must be surely have been waiting for. Bakery chain Greggs has announced it is to open more drive-through outlets after a successful trial. The Newcastle-based company's chief executive, Roger Whiteside, has... Roger Whiteside
yes,
is definitely a name
marvellous.
That we should characterise.
Roger is superb, actually, as a name anyway.
Roger Whiteside?
Yes.
I reckon he likes tweed and his socks pulled high.
Absolutely. I reckon he irons his pants.
I reckon he doesn't eat Greggs and loves... An M&S,
yes.
Like
it wouldn't egg be seen mayo dead sandwich. In a Greggs.
What's his name? Roger Whiteside's car is red.
Yes, Ford Fiesta. He's had it for years. It's never let him down.
Why change?
He's always, always got a picnic rug on the back seat.
Roger Whiteside has a mustache that he gets pastry caught in, so yeah. He can't go to the sausage roll testing.
Oh, not again, Barbara. It had me all afternoon last time.
Anyway, the chief executive, Roger Whiteside, has confirmed the news after the outlet in Salford, near Manchester, proved hugely popular with customers. Staff are now in the early stages of scouting other locations for drive-thrus across the country, and the full range of products will be offered in each outlet. Mr. Whiteside said that the transaction had been greater in the pilot drive-thru because customers tended to be collecting a larger order for colleagues, friends or family.
Gosh!
He confirmed that peak sales were during the hours of rush hour, and the drive-thru has also been opened until 9 p.m. Now, I would think Sundays would be peak.
Absolutely.
There are currently 1,806 Greggs branches across the UK. Gosh. And with the company already committed to hitting the 2,000 mark, Mr. Whiteside hinted that drive-thrus may be open to meet the target. Mr. Whiteside is not driving a Ford Fiesta, doll. He is in a Merc.
Yeah, you're right.
He is in a red Merc.
Yeah, he's thinking of upgrading to a BMW, although it might be a bit flashy. Doesn't want to put...
Barbara's not involved. Barbara's still in a Fiesta, mint green.
Absolutely. Barbara hasn't spoken to him ever since he took a stapler. Ever since. He's never returned it. So, I have gone back to a good old favourite for my news from the north. This is the Macclesfield Express, which has never let me down. Macclesfield residents report green tap water. Residents have been left scratching their heads after green water started flowing out of their taps. Lisa Wardle, who lives on Cockhall Lane in Langley, said the discoloured water had been coming out of her bathroom taps for almost a week.
Oh no.
And at least 20 people, including those living in Sutton and on the Moss, have complained on Facebook saying their water's also a funny colour. Commenting on Facebook, Kelly Thorley said, "I've had funny coloured water lately. I live on the Moss." Emma L. Dalton added, "I can confirm we've had green water in Langley since Thursday. United Utilities have been and tested water, but I've not heard back what the problem is." But United Utilities, which is responsible for providing the water, has reassured residents that the water is safe to drink. She said copper pipes within people's homes could be responsible for the discoloration.
Oh,
she added that bottled water was issued to some residents as a precaution until tests could be carried out.
What are you boiling your kettle with, Marjorie? Evian?
"The water is perfectly normal and safe to drink, and customers do not need to be concerned. We were asked to investigate after a customer noticed green-coloured water from the bathroom tap. Sometimes internal copper plumbing in the home can introduce small amounts of copper into the water, especially if the property does not have the correct electrical earthing. People might notice a slightly turquoise tinge to the water in white baths. Our advice is to always drink the water from the kitchen cold tap. We've done water tests on samples of water at the kitchen tap, which is where the public water supply enters a property, and we're confident the water supply is normal. National Grid has set up a free helpline number for inquiries." And also, further information can be found at nationalgrid.com.
For green. International listeners, Greggs is a horrible bakery within the UK. National Grid is the thing that handles all our...
electrics.
Electrics, water.
Yeah, that's... no, not water, just the electrics.
Oh,
the National
right. Who
Grid.
Knew?
National Grid, yeah.
Quite sexy, really, if you meet anyone from the National Grid.
Yeah.
Bloody luck, I like the National Grid. Mm,
I like the idea that you can buy and sell from the National Grid.
What
I've got
do you
some
mean?
Electricity to shift. National Grid, are you interested?
What do you mean electricity
Well, if
shift?
You had like...
Oh, if you've got like a wind turbine.
Or a bit of
Or Marjorie on a bike.
Yeah, Marjorie on a bike who's making a bit of electricity. You can sell it to the National Grid. They're like, we'll have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you want to play Would You Rather?
Always.
Would you rather sit with a resting lion for 10 minutes or run across a hungry alligator's back? Sit with the lion, resting, but potentially takes a shine to you, or run across a hungry alligator's back.
Oh my God.
It's abstract.
It's very abstract.
It's very odd.
Now, running across an alligator's back would just be like running across a handbag. You just have to be quick. And alligators, if you run in zigzags, they can't run after you.
That is very true.
A lion, oh, it'd be so. I'm just like Simba.
Yeah, of course. We're all thinking of Simba and Mufasa, let's face it.
But not Scar.
No, he'd turn.
I already have.
Not like that.
He was totally. Scar was a hummer. Anyway, is the lion, has the lion eaten?
Well, it's resting, so
presuming
maybe.
Food coma.
Maybe, or that's the risk. That is the risk that you take, that the lion might be hungry.
Am I with any health and safety, or am I just in the wild?
You're just in the wild. You're out on your own. Or you can just run across an alligator's
I've
back.
Just gone cold with fear, the thought of either of them. Oh, alligator.
You're going to run across the alligator's back? I think so. It would be quite slow, really. As long as you're not bathing.
They can really
around.
Flick their heads, though. They can grab your ankle.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I wouldn't recommend it if you've got the option.
I'd maybe do it at a stealth time. You know when the wildebeest are going down?
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, like... distraction. We went on a croc-watching boat tour once.
It sounds like you're in bloody Beverly looking at shoes.
All I remember is that we went around... We went round and this guy, the guy who was doing it, it was down under.
Are you?
And we were going down the creek and every now and again the guy would just stop and pull up to see if he caught any crabs. We thought the whole thing was a bit of a swizz, really. There was no crocs at all. And then he pulled out this massive crab and was like, look at that! And it spat all over Lorna's white t-shirt. That's the main thing that I remember about croc watching. Oh, God. Listen, we love you.
I don't know where that went.
For getting in touch. We absolutely adore you for listening. Please come to the podcast live. And we are at Jules and Sarah Podcast on the Instagram. The PO box, should you wish to write to us, is Jules and Sarah.
The Portslade Crew HQ. PO box.
66747 London
NW5 9G.
H.
Lovely.
Do get in touch. We always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's an affirmation.
Oh, good. Go on.
Now, this is an affirmation that I have learnt, you know, having done a birthday, I'm reflecting and I want to pass on advice.
Yeah.
Reflect. Mm. Accept. Mm. Be fabulous.
Yes.
And never give up.
Oh, amen. Hey, it's the strapline for the show.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you so much for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.